Okay, we're going to get out right now to the SDCCU fan hotline, and then we'll try to duck in some calls before I get out of here at the top of the hour. But it's always great to catch up with not only the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, but a longtime friend. Dave Roberts joins us on 97.3 The Fan. David, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Coach, I'm doing well. Good to spend a night in my own house, in my own bed. And be back in San Diego.
Yeah, I gotta throw this out. A lot of people know, obviously, you live here during the off season. You grew up here, but you got a young man in your household who's having a pretty good senior year up there at Santa Fe Christian. One Cole Roberts.
Yeah, he is, Coach, and I've got to watch a couple games. And he's at Santa Fe Christian, and they're finishing up a game against Classical Academy today to finish their regular season, I think, and they start the postseason next week or in a week and a half, something like that. But he's having a great year on his way to Loyola Marymount with a scholarship, so we're excited for him.
You know, I brought up, I was telling Jim Russell in here in the studio that you and I met back in 1987 when I, as a young sports guy, I was told to go out and interview a high school football coach and a player, and I went out to Rancho Buena Vista. It was fairly new back in those days. You had a football coach by the name of Craig Bell, a great guy, and had a great run there at RBV. And you were the sophomore quarterback on that team, and you were chosen to interview with me. And you and I went to kind of a side room. Do you recall that?
Vaguely. And as the years go by, Coach, they get more and more vague. But I absolutely remember the conversation and our history and our friendship. And man, Coach, you've been one of the great guys in San Diego sports, so thank you for everything you've done.
Hey, let's talk about your ball club. You guys, you've had some up times and down times. You guys are good enough right now. You're in first place by a game over Arizona and a game and a half over the Padres right now. It seems like some nights you guys are clicking on all cylinders with the bats. Other nights the bats have gone a little bit cold earlier in the year.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those things that I think that if you look at the win-loss, we're doing okay, but we just really haven't clicked, and I think that goes with, and I think every team could say that, but offensively, starting pitching, guys out of the pen, but we got a talented ball club, so we'll get things going. Obviously, the story's been Cody Bellinger, you know, the first month of the season, and he's really carried us offensively, and yeah, the guys around Cody, we're gonna get going a little bit more consistently here.
Hey, Dave, what are some of the adjustments you've seen Cody make from last year to this year so far?
I think it's a couple things with the mechanics part of it. I think that he and our hitting guys have cleaned that up, shortened the swing a little bit. He's on time, and you know, with the approach part of it, those guys have done a great job as well. And I think, for the most part, for me, that's probably been the biggest change for me outside of, you know, even ahead of the mechanics part. Because now, you know, Cody with his power, he can hit the ball to any part of the ballpark. He's covering a lot of different zones, different velocities. He's taking his walks. And the most important thing, Coach, is that he's staying in the strike zone. When any good hitter does that and they can slug, you're going to be a pretty good hitter.
Dave, I look at Cody Bellinger right now. No matter where you play him, whether it's right field, I saw that throw he made the other night. I was watching the game against the Giants. That was ridiculous. And he's leading the National League right now in assists. But, you know, he played center field really like a Gold Glover to me. And then you put him at first base. Is there any one position where you think he's stronger than the other? Because just from, you know, my vantage point, this guy could play anywhere and he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that if you you know, you mentioned Gold Glove out in center field, I think he could win a Gold Glove in center field. Mm-hmm. I think he could win one in right field, and I think he can win one at first base. First base comes very, very natural and easy to him. And I think that center field, I think he probably enjoys playing center field more. So now, as a manager, I stick him in right field. So, you know, it's just what his ability, and I've told him this numerous times, his ability to be versatile just gives other guys a runway for them to have success. So a player like that where you can move around makes my job a whole lot easier.
We're visiting with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. Of course, they're in town tonight to take on the Padres at Petco Park. Our pregame show gets underway at 6:10. First pitch at 7:10. Talk a little bit about Kershaw. We're going to see him tonight. I've watched his two starts on television. Everybody wants to talk about his velocity being down, but he's looked awful good those first two starts.
He has, Coach, and this guy is a fierce competitor, as you know, and the way he prepares is just, for me, you know, being on the inside, just seeing how he goes about it day to day, I can really appreciate that fifth day start. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about the velocity and how it's dipped down, but I think for me is, and I know Clayton agrees, it's about getting out. And this is a guy that has a fastball, slider, curveball, and he's got plus command. So when he can execute those pitches, sequence them, he's still as good as anybody in baseball, and he's shown that up to this point. So what you're going to see tonight is a guy that's going to go out there. You're going to see that intensity. He's going to compete. He's going to mix his pitches, and he's going to get out. And so you're not going to see the 93s and 94s that people are used to seeing, but he's going to be efficient, and we expect him to go deep into this game.
Dave, I want to ask you a question about, you know, talking with the ball players and communicating. And you're a great communicator. You were a great communicator as a player, a great communicator now as a major league manager. And, you know, I think when you and I were coming up, you know, in youth ball, and you obviously at UCLA and all the years in minor league baseball and professional baseball, you know, you were a leadoff hitter. I mean, you came to the ballpark more times than not knowing you were going to hit number one or number two in the lineup. Now guys come to the ballpark, and I know you text them and tell them where they're going to hit that night, but you know, a lot of guys, you know, they got that ego. I'm the cleanup hitter, or I'm the third hitter. Now you move guys around in the lineup so much, and how tough is that to communicate, and how flexible are the players becoming to that, because they're coming up in a different era of baseball than you and I grew up with?
They're you know, that's a great question, Coach, and I think that for me, my coaching staff, it's been a process. It started when I first took the job in 16, and just making a clear message that every decision I make, whatever I do, roster construction, lineup construction, decisions in game, is going to be for the Dodgers and to win a baseball game that particular night. And so those are conversations that I've had over the years that, fortunately for us, our guys have bought into an understanding that they can hit first, third, seventh, whatever it is, and still shouldn't affect their at-bat quality. When I came up, it was a leadoff hitter, but then in hindsight, I shouldn't have started hitting leadoff against Randy Johnson. You know, that probably was the best thing for us that night. I should have told Jim Tracy to hit me eighth or ninth that night, but so that's kind of the way the game's evolved. I think that there's those are good things. I think there's some other things that players that I came up with did things a little bit differently than the player now. So these are conversations that we're constantly having. But I think that the whole mindset, Coach, whatever it takes to win that game, our guys have bought into, which is huge.
Hey, talk a little bit about your new hitting coach. How do you say his last name? Von Skoyak?
Yeah, Robert Runskoyak.
Yeah, talk a little bit about him, because, you know, it's kind of out of the norm, Dave. I mean, you know, it used to be, unless you played a professional ball or played in the big leagues, you couldn't get a major league hitting job, and, you know, he never got the opportunity, and doesn't mean he doesn't know everything about hitting he needs to know, and obviously it's had a pretty good effect on your ball club early in the year, the way the guys have swung the bat and hit for power.
No, he's done a great job. So Robert was with our organization. He was a minor league hitting coach for a few years and went over to Arizona for a year. And we got him back. And he and Brent Brown, our assistant hitting coach, are best friends. So that kind of terminology, their relationship is very seamless. And their connection with the players, very, very consistent. And so, you know, what's funny is that when I heard the name and didn't really know him when he was in our system, but all you hear is the mechanics and you hear the JD Martinez thing. And I can, to be honest with you, Coach, we've talked a lot about approach and how to attack a pitcher that night, more so than the mechanics. And so for me, who I'm more of the approach and feel that you get a good pitch at the old Ted Williams, get a good pitch to hit and put a good swing on it, because it's hard to put a good swing on a bad pitch. So when you get talented players like we have in the strike zone, and swinging at strikes and taking balls. Now I think you have something that can sustain itself, and that's what Robert's done. And he has a great way of communicating with the players. And there's a buy-in, and I think that the JD Martinez, and where an all-star like him, you know, sings his praises, then obviously that just gives him a little bit more equity.
Hey, Dave, I know you're a busy man. You and I still have to get together for breakfast one of these mornings, maybe when you're in town next time, but I'll definitely see you down on the field tonight prior to the game.
I look forward to it, Coach. Thanks for having me on.
Have a great day. Tell Cole I said hello as well.
You got it. Sounds good, Coach. Bye-bye.